Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the gathering of the saints, for bringing us together, Lord, and for the gathering that goes on all over the world, actually on every day, Lord. And Father, we thank you so much for your presence here among us. I pray, Father, that you would open our hearts and minds to your love through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hello, it's wonderful to see you all. I've missed you. We were away for 2 weeks, as you may or may not know. And you may not recognize this, but Father Bill was very gracious, and he gave you a break from my preaching for the last month. So I had a little time off from preaching, okay? So I'm just now coming back. So I'm not saying that that's why it's going to be a bad sermon, you understand? But it was, Amanda and I went to our lake house and we had a wonderful time. We were just there for a week. I had to work last Sunday, so that's why I wasn't here. So that we could do that, you see. That's why I had to work. And so, again, it's wonderful to see you all. How many are on Zoom today? See, we can't tell by looking. 11 on Zoom. Look at that. And we got this many people here too. Isn't that wonderful? The gathering of the saints. That's what we're talking about. This is All Saints Sunday 2021. And as I said, I missed you, and I miss saying hi to you. I miss seeing you after church, and I like to sometimes catch up with people and see how things are going. I can't ever talk to everybody, but I miss that and being a part of your lives. So thank you for letting me come back. It's wonderful to be here. And, you know, coming out of that, I decided that for this word today, I was going to write you a letter. And this is a letter, a love letter to Church of the Resurrection. So, dear Church of the Resurrection, I consider you the faithful of the faithful. You know, when we look around at our country and we see how things are changing, and the longer you've been around in the world, you start to see how things change so drastically, it seems like, throughout your life, although we're talking, in my case, almost 60 years. We see, you know, how thoughts and, you know, perceptions are different, and seems in some ways, like if you look at popular media, that Christianity is waning, at least maybe here in the United States. There seem to be more and more challenges to your faith. And I know that you all experience them probably on a daily basis in some way, large or small. Even if it's just some little slight that you hear or overhear somebody say about Christians in general. You know, and there seem to be so many people who just don't seem to gather any relevance from religion in general, or specifically Christianity. We don't impress them with the idea of a man raised from the dead. I've preached on that before to you. I won't go into that. And so many seem to have lost faith in God, who did have faith, and they're following popular opinion instead or social trends. But then think about all that, and then I look at you, and I see your faithfulness. And it's wonderful. It's inspiring to me, you see. Because I know that you've stayed with the Lord through many, many tough times. It's the thing about being a priest for a while. You get to know a lot of people's troubles, you know. And I know that you've gone through difficult times throughout your lives. I know Father Bill and David can echo this with me, you know, but knowing you all and seeing you on a weekly basis, we tend to like to hear about how things are going, the good and the bad for you. And it's not prying. We're not trying to pry. It's because we love you and we want to pray for you. And, you know, a lot of times I can walk around and say, I know that they're dealing with this, they're dealing with that, they're dealing with this, you're dealing with that, 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 that. And it helps us to be able to pray for you. And that's the thing. And as I said, I know that each of you are always going through some kind of a trial of one sort or another. It's this thing I'm talking about is part of our makeup as priests, I guess you'd say, to want to know about you. And you all are very faithful in attendance. I mean, yeah, look. And for all of you on Zoom, I can't see you, but I am thrilled to know you are here. And you have stuck with it through tough times too, haven't you? I mean, you know, early on in the pandemic, during the lockdown, you know, I hate to go back and look at some of our services online. As we didn't do very good, did we? We're still learning and still figuring it out, but it's a lot better than it used to be. But yet you stuck through with all that during that time. You showed up on Zoom every week and you worshiped. And you're still here, all of you. And it, when I look at you, it seems like such a contrast to the people that I meet on a daily basis out in the world. I mean, I know it's been hard for you. I hope that you found some comfort and strength to go on because of your relationship with Jesus, and that he has renewed you and is renewing you on a daily basis. It's my prayer for you. And I hope that somehow all this turmoil in the last almost 2 years now has caused a deepening of your relationship with Jesus. A deepening. You know, in Ecclesiasticus, you heard for today, you know, I can't find that in my Bible. No, I'm just kidding. It's not in there. It's in the Apocrypha. Okay.
I had to bring my little piece of paper.
It talks about the faithful who are known. And it talks about the faithful who are unknown as well. And of course, all are known to God. But it reminded me of something that happened to Amanda and I the other day. Me and Amanda, I guess that's probably more accurate, right? We went to the regeneration station. Cool. It's a pretty neat place, you know, down on Swannanoa River Road. And you could almost think of it as like an antique mall because there are booths and people sell things in their booths, you know. It's not all antique. Some of it's just regenerated stuff. That's the name. You see what I mean? But if you walk inside the front door and you turn to the left in the first room over there, there is a really interesting article that caught my attention. And this thing is huge. And you'll understand why in just a minute. I walked up to this thing and it's the front of a 1958 Trailways bus. And it's just the very front of it. You know, it's cut off right behind the front doors, you know, and it's got a bar, a really nice hardwood bar across the place where the windshield, but also the, grill, something like that sits, you know, so you could serve drinks out of this thing, you know, it'd be nice in your home, wouldn't it? So it's pretty cool. But on the front down below, you know, they have those marquees that tells you where the bus was going, right? And it says Green Grass Cloggers. And if you go around to the side of this thing on the left, on the side door, you'll see some pictures taped to the glass there. And these pictures are of the Green Grass Cloggers using this bus back in the 1970s. And right there among them is Doug Baker.
Oh, that's awesome.
Talk about the saints who are not forgotten. Okay. You can walk into a place and see that. So I encourage you to go see it. It's pretty neat. And if you want to buy it, that'd be great too. To invite us over. No, it wouldn't fit in my house. Take up my whole house. We could live in the bus.
Yeah.
But you know, whether people are remembered in the earth or not, that's not what matters. You're known to us here. You are here. You are remembered to us. And most importantly, you're always known to your Father in heaven. He never forgets you and he rejoices over you. He sees your good deeds and he loves you. And that's the incredible blessing of that scripture. And you know what gave me the idea for writing this letter to you was Paul's letter to the Ephesians. I don't know if you caught that today, but it, you know, I echo the words that Paul uses because they apply to you as well too. I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking our Lord Jesus, the glorious Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, to give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. You know why? So that you may know him better. We'd say we never preached that before, have we? Mm-hmm. About knowing him better. The relationship sermon, right? Well, those were Paul's words and mine too. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you. I'm talking about the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people and his incomparably great power for us who believe. You know, that summed it up so well. And that's how I feel about you all right there. I have not stopped giving thanks for you. Now, you of all people had that incredible hope, that hope that he was talking about the riches of his glorious inheritance. You of all people have the hope that shatters all darkness. It shatters all despair. It shatters all depression and fear, doesn't it? Actual riches and his Holy Spirit power available to us. That's what we're talking about. And I pray that he's going to open your eyes, give you wisdom and supernatural understanding to realize your place in him and in his kingdom and the spiritual power that he can use for you and through you as well. I mean, all that sums up our sermons for probably the last 10 years, probably. Dear saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you. Your faith and steadfastness inspire me. You make me a better Christian by seeing you walk through your lives with such grace. I thank God for you. You know, in you and having known you for a while, I can see the characteristics that Jesus talks about in the Sermon on the Mount. And if you think about it, you can too. You've heard the scriptures from the Sermon on the Mount many times before. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You know, there are times when you've been poor in spirit. I think, you know, that's kind of like just when you're fully worn out. You've given everything that you have and you don't have anything left. You're depleted. Yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Well, you've mourned. We talked about Doug, Aunt Sue, and so many others. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. I know there are times when you've been meek, and maybe when you didn't want to be meek. And yet you sucked up your pride, you swallowed it, and you let somebody have their say. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. You know, I think when we see unrighteousness, it makes us hungry and thirsty for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. You know, if you've ever shared the gospel with someone, you have shown them mercy because they're the ones that are perishing. They're the ones that need the rope thrown to them. So continue to share the gospel and show mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, I'll step back for a minute and say this. Is it perhaps this letter is embarrassing you? You know, maybe you're starting to think, but Father Chris, you don't know what I think about at home. You don't know what I say to people out there in the world. You don't know how many times I've doubted my faith in Jesus. You know, even wondering if he's really even there at all. I mean, all these nice things you're saying are not about me. Maybe some of the others in here, but not me. Well, you know what? I don't know what you think about, but I can imagine. I can guess. You know, because we all have those times and we all have those troubles and we all have those little falls, shall we say. When I used to do reenacting with Army veterans, you know, be out in the woods and sometimes one of them would come out with a very appropriate cuss word. And then they look over at me and they'd catch themselves. Oh, sorry, Father. You know, because they remembered that I'm a priest, you know, and I would usually say to them, you know, you're not going to offend me. I wasn't born a priest, and I've heard it all before, believe me. Yeah, I'll tell you a secret. You know what? Priests have heard it all before. Because you know what? We actually really are people too. So I understand about what's inside there. And I understand that you may not seem like you're particularly worthy of all these accolades that I'm talking about here. You may not feel much like a saint, you know, but you know what? You still are. And you're here. You're still here through all of this. Okay. I know there are other things you could do on a Sunday morning. I think Father Nick used to say, oh, I'd love to sit and read the paper and, you know, drink coffee and have a good time. But I mean, I know that we aren't that handsome or wonderful to look at. You know, our church is not the most beautiful one out there. It's a pretty one down the road. And I know our jokes are not that great. But you know what? Here you are. And here you are. And that's the thing. I bet that you're like me, that you find if you miss being here a week or two, like I've just done, you feel a little weaker or maybe a little worse off for it. And you really miss this place and you really miss these people. You know what? Don't worry. It's not an addiction. You know, in the past I thought, oh God, am I addicted to going to church? What about this? It's not. It's your need for the body of Christ. That's what it is. For actual life itself that comes from the gathering together of brothers and sisters with the same purpose in their hearts. That is to worship the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Of actually receiving his body and blood here in the presence of the gathering. It's your need to commune with Jesus on a regular basis by receiving that body of blood. You are the faithful of the faithful, you see. But there's great news as well in that too, because you're not alone. There are other faithful out there. I think sometimes it's easy. No, I don't want to take a photo. Okay. I think sometimes it's go away. I think it's a little easy right now, and especially because of the pandemic and all that kind of stuff, we've been kind of isolated to start thinking we're the only ones out there. We're the only, you know, people that have any faith left, you know, but you know, this is not true because there are many other faithful saints in the world, in this city, even in this Western North Carolina region. I just met a couple the other day who are going to Ecuador to build churches and schools down there. In this country, there are many, many faithful saints. And in this world, there are many, many faithful saints. Brothers and sisters in every country of the world, including the Muslim nations. The CEC alone is in the U.S., Philippines, Africa, South America, Europe. And we're a tiny church. There are many other denominations that are sharing the gospel all the time. And God's work continues to be done, brothers and sisters, on large scales, things like Kairos, and on small scales, like what you do in the name of Jesus every day. So don't be embarrassed by this love letter. It's All Saints Sunday. All Saints Sunday. And you know, the word saint in Hebrew is kadosh. Do you remember that word?
Yeah.
Holy, but it also is an adjective, those who are holy. To be set apart, to be holy, one who is holy. That's a saint. And that's you. You say, well, I don't feel much like a saint. But you know what? It's not about what you feel. You don't feel your sainthood. It is who you are. It is a state of being. And it's a state of being that God gave you. You didn't choose it. He chose you, remember? You are saints. Ooh, everybody's like, oh. You see, we join spiritually with all God's saints who are now on the earth, as I mentioned those, and those who have not yet joined us. We're out there wandering around waiting to hear the gospel, those who have not even been born yet. And we're joined together with those who have moved on, what we call the church triumphant. We join them as we remember that we are not alone. We join with them as we partake of the body and blood. brother and sister, I want to encourage you. I want you to take courage from the fact that you're not alone. The saints who have gone before us are praying for us. The saints here working quietly on the earth are doing God's work just like you. And so I give thanks for you. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be opened, that you may know, that you may know, that you may know beyond the shadow of a doubt the hope for which he has called you to the riches of his inheritance in his holy people and his incomparably great power for us who believe. Happy All Saints Day, Church of the Resurrection. Father Chris.